Welcome to Newest, Latest, Best, the quick daily show to keep you in the know, with all of the newest information, latest releases, and the very best that games have to offer. I'm Jeff Cannata, and today is Sunday, January 14th, 2018. We took a bit of a detour over the last couple of weeks with end-of-the-year gaming discussions and general craziness, but we're back with our Sunday tradition of your top five games of all time. To catch you up to speed, I had a listener challenge me to compile my top five games of all time. I had such a good time doing that and learned so much about myself and having to narrow it down to such a short list, I thought it would be a really fun exercise to challenge you, the listeners, to as well. And you guys have done an awesome job, and it has turned into a Sunday tradition. So every Sunday, I'm running down your top five lists. If you want to be in on this discussion, if you haven't sent your top five games of all time yet, please give it a shot. It's really an interesting exercise, and I think you'll have fun doing it. Record your list. Send it in to me. It's easy. All you got to do is download the Anchor app and then press the call-in button, and you have a minute to record whatever you like. You can send it in and find yourself and your list on a future Sunday discussion. All right, we're going to jump right in today. First up is Michelle with her top five games of all time.
Hi, Jeff. This is Michelle from Albuquerque, and I'm calling in with my five top games. I have 15 years experience watching my husband play games, and these are my most memorable watches. The first is the Prince of Persia series. I especially love the Sands of Time. I love the rewind mechanics in that. The second is the Onimusha series. I love the boss battle where the boss would say, tee-hee-hee. Really hilarious. And I loved having Jean Reno in the third one. That was great. Devil May Cry series, very stylish. Eco, that's when I first thought that games could be art. It's so haunting and mysterious. I just love it. The fifth is Shadow of the Colossus. It's the first time I've really felt really touched by a game. I felt real regret and sadness for the Colossi. It really moved me. So that's it. Thank you.
Awesome list, Michelle. Thank you for sending it. I do think there's a bit of a cheat going on by listing an entire franchise instead of picking a single entry from that franchise, but I'll allow it because your list is so interesting and so cool and scratches a lot of wonderful itches for me. Games that I haven't thought about in a while and games that I haven't talked about nearly enough. Let's start at the top of your list with Prince of Persia. Why is there not a Prince of Persia? Why are we in a place where they have not made or announced a new Prince of Persia? This is an IP ripe for revitalization. I know that when Assassin's Creed was first announced and happening, it felt like the spiritual successor to Prince of Persia, and it felt like where Ubisoft had taken that franchise instead of doing a new Prince of Persia, and it felt like it occupied the same space. But I think Assassin's Creed has entered its own place, and it has got its own identity, and there could be a Prince of Persia game that feels very different. I loved those later Prince of Persia games. The one where you couldn't die and always had someone sweep in and scoop you up at the last second. I know a lot of hardcore gamers bristled at that idea, but I thought that game was elegant and beautiful. I loved the art style, and it became this wonderful traversal puzzle. It was, how do you go from place to place? And just the pure joy of wall running and leaping and grabbing and traversing the environment. You do not have that in Assassin's Creed. So I totally agree. The Prince of Persia franchise is awesome and so much fun and has been dormant far too long, in my opinion. So here's hoping we get a Prince of Persia, even though Ubisoft has repeatedly said, we're not working on any Prince of Persia games. I hope that that changes, and I hope that changes soon. Onimusha, wow, there's a blast from the past. Onimusha is another franchise that I think probably could come back. I wonder what the rights issue is for Onimusha, but I certainly played those games, and enjoyed those games. They are of a different time. It really was Samurai Resident Evil back when Resident Evil was its own sort of genre. That static camera, puzzle-y, combat-y kind of thing. Onimusha was awesome. I guess there were three games. Onimusha Dawn of Dreams came out in 2006, and I don't think I played that one. And there might be others later, but the ones that I remember are Onimusha Warlords and Onimusha Samurai's Destiny were the first two. I played the heck out of those games. Really interesting franchise, and I wonder if we will see Capcom dip back into that well at some point. Another Capcom franchise makes your list with Devil May Cry, and here's where I wish most that you had made a proclamation of which specific game in the series deserves placement on your list, because the Devil May Cry franchise Capcom did return to and rebooted in a very interesting, different kind of way. DMC, Devil May Cry, was just a few years ago, was the big reboot that happened in 2015. And I wonder if that's the game that you love, or if it's this older, more traditional Devil May Cry game that also kind of fits in that Onimusha Resident Evil mold. Devil May Cry was the much more action-oriented version of that Capcom template. But DMC, you know, got a lot of plaudits when it came out, too. A lot of people really dug the reboot, the very strange visual style and the cool filters they put on levels and the over-the-top action and really emo storyline. I mean, it was very emo. Devil May Cry, always emo. You can tell what with the crying in the title. But that reboot got way emo. And I wonder if that's the one you like, or if it's the more traditional Devil May Cries. And then Ico and Shadow of the Colossus almost feel like they could be just a franchise designation as well, but certainly very much worthy of being on anybody's list. Ico and Shadow of the Colossus are very different games, but agreed, very beautiful games. And I love how you mention them as being the first understanding that games could be art. I think that's... for a lot of people, that's the case, and maybe even for the industry as a whole, that's the case. Certainly games have been artistic, but I think Ico and Shadow of the Colossus brought them into an emotional place that games had strived for but never quite achieved before them, and both beautiful, beautiful games. So great list, Michelle. Thanks. Next up is a list from Mike. This is really one of my favorite lists that I've gotten. Mike breaks his list up into categories, and I think you'll find... put a lot of thought into this. Very, very cool stuff.
Hi, it's Mike in Jersey. Big fan since the early TRS days. Decided to break my five up into categories. My nostalgia pick is the black sheep of the Zelda franchise, The Adventure of Link. This one's personal. It was my stay-at-home-from-school-sick game. Genuinely fantastic, wildly, and sadly underrated. My artistic pick is The Shadow of Colossus, enough said. My narrative pick is KOTOR. I think character is the most important part of story, and no one does better than BioWare. Also, I'm a huge Star Wars nerd, and this game has the best twist of all time. My everyday pick is Rocket League. I literally practice to get better every day. I do drills. I don't see myself ever putting it down. And finally, my all-time favorite game is Super Meat Boy. 2D platformer is my favorite genre, and I think that this game has dethroned Mario World as the best in class. I'm also really into mindfulness meditation, and I use it to work with difficult emotions like anger and frustration, and in order to beat the Dark Worlds without dying, you need to be in the zone with utter focus. Don't have the platinum yet. Gonna get it.
Love this list, Mike. Thank you so much for sending it in. Lots of cool takeaways here. Let's dive right in. Adventure of Link. Certainly, you nailed it as being an underdog pick. I think if you had people list out their top Zelda games, I'm not sure how many people would list that as their favorite, but I love that you did. I love that it meant something to you, and it was your stay home from school and play game. We all have that wonderful memory, and that's kind of what these lists are about. Shadow of the Colossus, we get another vote for that game. Special in every way. As you said, enough said, and I've certainly talked at length about it already on this episode because of Michelle's list. A wonderful game that we're all going to get to play again in a remastered version. We're going to get to see it in all its modern-looking glory, and I certainly cannot wait to revisit Shadow of the Colossus, looking great, playing at 4K with great textures. Ugh, Yeah, it's going to be a special experience. KOTOR. I'm actually surprised I haven't heard more people mention KOTOR on their top five lists. Knights of the Old Republic, of course, the BioWare Star Wars role-playing game, big, expansive, and did a lot with the IP that many people aren't courageous enough to do, i.e., set it 1,000 years difference than what you see in the movies, really invent new ideas and add to the lore in really interesting ways. I think it gave them tons of freedom. As you said, the story was riveting and interesting and full of twists and unexpected surprises. And they had this their own playpen, their own sandbox that they could just play around in without worrying about including Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader and all that stuff. They could actually be a little more narratively daring and interesting without messing up any of the stuff. I mean, you're kind of seeing threads of that in The Last Jedi, and it's upset a lot of people. But we video gamers know a lot of that stuff, a lot of those themes happened already in Knights of the Old Republic. Rocket League as your daily game. Now, I was so torn by including my daily game. My daily game, of course, is Heroes of the Storm. I didn't have the guts to put it on my list, but I love that since you separated these into categories, you gave yourself the freedom to add your daily game. And I suspect since Heroes of the Storm isn't going anywhere for me, it really has its hooks in me in a way that no game ever really has before. I've had games that I've been obsessed with, but I haven't played them year over year over year and been so committed to getting better at them as I have with Heroes of the Storm. And I respect you by recognizing that your game like that is Rocket League and you're running drills and you're trying to get better. There are those games that stand out that for some reason we just want to participate in at a completely different level. It's not entertainment. It is more sport. It is more skill. It is something that we're committed to on a level that, you know, playing through a Zelda or something doesn't quite elicit. I love that. And maybe I should include Heroes of the Storm on a future top five list. I have to reorganize my list, but perhaps I should commit to that. If Heroes of the Storm, if I'm playing Heroes of the Storm 5 years from now, I mean, there's no doubt, right? There's no doubt. Super Meat Boy. Bold words saying that it dethroned Super Mario World as the best-in-class platformer. I haven't played Super Meat Boy, but hearing you speak about it in terms of mindfulness meditation makes me want to give it a shot. I have a hard time detaching myself and being zen about games like that that are punishing. And really, that's how you have fun. I mean, even in just first-person shooter competitive multiplayer, the people that enjoy it the most, the people that love playing Overwatch and Halo multiplayer and Call of Duty, what have you, can detach themselves and just go in and they don't care about dying. They don't care about their rank. They don't care about their kill-death ratio. They just go in and zen out and have fun. And maybe I need a game like that. Maybe I need to find that place in me and find more peace. And I love that something as intense as Super Meat Boy is the game that did it for you. Very, very cool list. Thanks for sending it in.